Question number one is an imaginative exercise. So it's May the 8th, and you have been elected as the Prime Minister of the UK, and you're standing on the steps of number 10, and you've got the world's press there waiting for you to make your first statement as Prime Minister. What is the very first thing that you want to say to the nation?
I've just been elected, have
I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, you're just, you say it's the day after an election. Right. You're standing there, you've got the world's press there waiting for you. They're all hanging on your every word. They want to hear what this new Prime Minister's going to say. You know, obviously you're going to thank people, but then you're going to start to announce some of the things that your government's going to do. What are the most so for you, what are the most important things for you? If you were in that position, what are the things that are closest to your heart that you would want to say to the rest of the UK?
Yes. We would like to restrict immigration, not ban it, but restrict it. And anyone who breaks it, once they come into the country, they get arrested and stuff like that, they should be deported back to where they came from.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Question number two, following on from that, does democracy matter? And if democracy does matter, why does it matter?
Yes, I believe democracy does matter. Why does it matter? It matters. For the reason
take your time, it's fine, there's no rush.
We do not want to become a Republican country.
Okay.
Because we are moving from there towards communism, etc.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's important to preserve the monarchy.
Yes, the monarchy is the thing of this country. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have got a monarchy. We are one of the few countries that now has a monarchy, and yes, we should have it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Go on.
And keep the Commonwealth.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, so... The final question, please feel free to disagree with the premise of the question. I suspect you might want to. I'd like you to complete this sentence. We need a revolution because... I say maybe we don't.
I do not think we need a revolution. We are a stable country. We have the right form of electing a government, where every man can have his vote, and we have a head of state beside the Prime Minister, which is the Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's about it, yes.
So you don't think there's anything that we maybe need to reform or to change or about our political system? Everything's okay as it is?
It's been proved over and over again. So, yes, no, it is time tested.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Brilliant.